All right, welcome back to Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I'm Quentin Carter, Senior Pastor at Reed's Chapel Church of God. And so today's devotional is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25 there. So we will get right into it and see what God has to say for us today. Starting there, Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? So basically it just says, don't worry about what everybody else is worrying about. I'm going to continue with the context of the scripture. I think it can add a little more to this devotion today. So we'll continue in verse 26. It says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so it's saying, listen, if God clothes the lilies of the field, right, and the fowls of the air, and gives them everything they need, then surely he will make sure you have everything you need. Maybe not what you want, but he will make sure you have everything you need. And he says he'll even add the rest of these things to you if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Right? He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough evil in it for itself. Just focus on today. And so live in the moment. Know that God will provide for you. His word says he will. You don't have to worry about what the rest of the world is worrying about. It says Gentiles there. It just means, so in this context, he's speaking to Jews, right? And so Gentiles were everyone outside of the faith at this time. Now we know Gentiles are brought into the faith, but it's more of a theme of what the rest of the world desires, right? And what the rest of the world worries about. And here Jesus is telling us, this is all red letter, he's telling us, don't worry about these things. They might be on your mind, but these are not the things that you need to worry about. You need to seek first the kingdom of God. Right? What's the Bible say the kingdom of God? It says it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so we should be seeking the Spirit, to walk after the Spirit. God will add the rest of these things, but our job is to worry about the kingdom of God, not what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, and what we're going to wear. So this is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. Thanks for joining in today. We will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.